Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Genesis chapter 17, verses 5 to 8. I am changing your name. It will no longer be Abram. Instead, you will be called Abraham, for you will be the father of many nations. I will make you extremely fruitful. Your descendants will become many nations, and kings will be among them. I will confirm my covenant with you and your descendants after you from generation to generation. This is the eternal covenant. I will always be your God and the God of your descendants after you. It's a big moment when you enter into a binding agreement with someone. When you're thinking of marriage, buying a house, or starting a new job, it's a moment to stand back from life and take a deep breath. This was just such a moment for Abram, as he entered into a covenant with God that was going to change everything, including his name. The word covenant is important throughout the whole of the Bible, and it's an amazing word. The idea that the God of creation wants to enter into a relationship with human beings is enough to blow your mind. The first covenant was with Noah, and God set the rainbow in the sky as an eternal reminder of it. And then in the New Testament, we see the way in which Jesus' death on the cross ushers in a new covenant as he throws the door open to the world. A covenant has two sides to it. On one side, there is God, who has freely chosen to enter into a relationship with us. The only explanation for this is love. He doesn't have to form a relationship with us and doesn't need us. He's God. But he decided from the beginning of time that his desire was to offer to humankind the possibility of relationship. And then there's the other side of the covenant, us. If a covenant was one-sided, it wouldn't be a covenant. God will never impose himself on us. Through Jesus' death on the cross, he offers a new life to us. And we need to decide whether we want to follow in his way and be obedient to him. Let me pray with you. Father and loving Heavenly Father, thank you that you invite us into an eternal covenant with you. Help us to be faithful to that covenant today. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premier.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.